Milwaukee residents say reckless driving is a crisis. In response to rising deaths from traffic crashes, the city is spending tens of millions of dollars to remake its streets. As Evan Casey reports, new street designs are a key part of plans to make the city safer for all.
On a warm summer day in 2021, Julie Wellinger's son went out to grab snacks at the gas station with his friends. She had just laid down for a nap when a neighbor knocked on her door.
She said there's been a terrible accident. They don't think there's any survivors.
Wellinger's 22-year-old son, Gerald, and his friend both died after the car they were in was hit by two drivers racing down the street. It's been almost 3 years since the crash.
When I hear sirens going by, my heart starts to beat really heavy because I'm thinking, what if it's someone else getting in an accident?
Unfortunately, Wellinger's story isn't unique. Since the pandemic, Milwaukee has averaged more than 70 traffic deaths per year. Risky driving behavior has increased nationally in that time too. But in Milwaukee, experts say wide lanes of traffic and high speed limits aren't helping the issue. This year, the city will spend around $86 million on street safety improvements to help lower speeds. That's as much as it's spent on the issue in the last 4 years combined. On the corner of Burleigh and Fond du Lac, the risky driving behavior is easy to spot. Drivers are running red lights and swerving in and out of parking lanes to get around traffic. Many pedestrians and drivers have learned to live with it. Community activist Von Mays says it can be annoying to deal with.
If the light says green, you have to give it a 5 or maybe 8 second pause before it's really green and then go through, because somebody is apt to just blow through that red light.
Officials say there are three main ways they're trying to tackle the issue: education, enforcement, and engineering. Education is what it sounds like, things like social media public safety campaigns and expanding driver's ed courses in school. Enforcement includes officers handing out reckless driving citations and towing vehicles of repeat reckless driving offenders. But the city has been especially aggressive on engineering. Across Milwaukee, street redesign projects have added features like raised crosswalks, speed humps, curb bumpouts, and protected bike lanes. Some are temporary fixes, like planters and plastic posts. Others are permanent, like concrete curb extensions which narrow the roadway. In 2020, only 46 bumpouts were installed across the city. Last year, that number rose to more than 900. City engineer Kevin Muse says the goal is to reduce speeds.
The faster people go, if they hit something, it's more dangerous. And the faster people go, the more likely they are to hit something.
By the end of this year, Milwaukee will have spent around $170 million on street safety projects since 2020. Muse knows some residents have complained that the changes make it harder to get around the city.
It's not always convenient. It's definitely not convenient what we're doing, right? But it is necessary, I think, if we're going to try to create a safer city for everybody.
At an open house on the city's south side, residents have gathered to share their thoughts on what they want to see done. Every idea is on the table. Some people are in favor of more speed humps. Others want to see a change in state law to allow the city to install red light cameras. But everyone says more needs to be done. Patricia Luevano often rides her bicycle on the city's south side. She says she has to keep a watchful eye out for bad drivers.
And they don't even respect, and you are just so afraid that somebody can hit you.
Milwaukee has recently adopted a Vision Zero plan in an attempt to achieve zero traffic deaths by 2037. Jessica Weinberg is that program's policy director. She thinks that goal is lofty, but attainable.
But it does take all of us deciding we're going to go a little slower, we're going to change how we design our streets, and we're going to think about roads as a place where we show our concern for our community rather than just try to get somewhere as quick as we can.
This month, the city set up a new public dashboard for people to view the progress for themselves. It shows 4 fatal crashes so far this year across Milwaukee County. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.